you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
Before anything else, I'm going to cast Haste.
Okay.
You do have advantage on your first attack roll, too.
Yep. Okay. Now that my speed is doubled, let's get interesting.
Mark these synaptic people, remember. And Cody, you said that was towards attack rolls and ability checks?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you're flying up towards the prow, closer to that ballista.
Yep. And does that synaptic attack you did, Cody, that doesn't mess with advantage or disadvantage at all, does it?
No.
Okay.
It just gives them a minus d6 to some
I'm going to swing a hammer with advantage at the guy on the eastern ballista.
Okay. Gal, actually, but sure.
Okay.
A 30 to hit. I think that will manage it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it does 14 damage? Sorry.
No, that was the second attack.
Oh, it was the second attack. Okay. That would not hit.
12 plus, we're going to put an arcane jolt on that.
Okay.
Which is another 2d6.
Oh, 2d6. Nice. Oh, because you leveled, right?
Yeah.
So 10. 22 damage total.
And because I get double attack, that doesn't kill him, does it?
No.
Okay. Amber's going to reappear, and we're going to fly it again.
Okay. Good old Thor move.
Another 30 to hit.
Yeah, there you go.
Another 10.
All right. She looks bloody at this point, having been hit in quick succession by two heavy hammer hits.
Are you not adding anything to your damage?
I could add another arcane jolt.
No, wait, I mean your strength modifier.
Strength bonus.
Oh.
Or is it dex since it's ranged?
Oh, no. You know what? I rolled the wrong thing. Hang on. She did not take 10. She took 11.
Oh, because you were rolling the arcane jolt again?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But you know what? We'll add arcane jolt a second.
Okay. Why not?
Yeah.
She is pretty decently wounded now.
That's my turn.
Okay. At the end of your turn, the captain is going to use a legendary action to suddenly teleport over right over to the edge of the railing right next to you. And then it's his turn.
Boy.
And he is going to swing his large silver great sword.
At a minus four.
Do you not roll the d6 every time?
I guess I can look. I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's like bless or no, whatever it is.
During, like Bane.
During that time, it rolls a d6 and subtracts the number rolled from all attack rolls. I guess you rolled each time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just by the way, next time we ever come up with an encounter like this, we need to do so stealthily at first.
I did.
The whole party.
We did cause an avalanche to gain their attention. It's not like, oh, we're not here.
So Rook
I need time. That's what I'm saying.
Rook apparently got up on the wrong side of the bed because this one is also a crit. And even if we were to subtract a d6 from it, it would still be a 30 to hit.
Okay, well, shield, and I'll get the 30.
I mean, it is still a crit, so I think the d6 is actually irrelevant.
Okay, does the ability say you subtract from the roll?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's synaptic
static say? Subtracts the number rolled from all attack rolls and ability checks. So it's actually 4 less or 3 less or 6 less or whatever you rolled.
Right, but yeah, a crit always hits.
Yeah, an attack roll, is the total number, not the die roll.
Yeah. Okay, but some of that subtracted is a minus.
A crit's still a crit.
So the as the silver greatsword collides with your metal form, you can sort of see it doing, you know, the usual physical damage you'd expect. But most of the pain that hits you is a sudden searing, like, agony in your mind as it sort of quickly travels up your side and into your brain or, you know, processor.
Okay.
And you're looking at 59 total points of damage.
Okay.
Which is slashing and mostly psychic.
That puts me at 3.
He takes another swing.
God.
Oh, but this is a 15 to hit, so this time he just whiffs right through the air in front of you. And then as he like finishes that swing, he puts one hand out back in like Alec's direction, and the large floating hand comes in closer and will attempt to punch Alec in the back after he's flown forward.
Roll with the momentum.
That is a 19 to hit.
Not his.
Okay, so that just sort of funks into your armor, and you are safe from it for the time being. Over in the center of the ship, the robed woman is up. Let's see. I have to remember how that spell works.
I believe it works via counterspell.
Would you like to counterspell an attempt?
Can I tell what she's casting?
Nope, but you are within 60 feet. You can either tell what she's casting, or you can counterspell. You can't do both at the same time.
It's a reaction, right?
Yep.
Do I want to... Let me look at something real quick.
Okay.
I know that... I think the only advantage to casting it at higher levels is it just guarantees the chance of countering it if it's higher level, right?
Correct, yes. So even if you cast it at third, you still always get a chance.
Right.
And the DC is based on the level of spell.
I'll cast counterspell at a fourth level as a fourth level slot.
Okay. Make a intelligence check.
Well, that means she casts it higher than a fourth level.
This is true.
21.
Okay. As she's casting, you see a sort of translucent sphere beginning to surround her, but then it abruptly sort of breaks like a bubble being popped. And she looks over. Like, looks around real quick, trying to find what happened.
I like to imagine that Kellen's fingers are really, really small. So he gives her two middle fingers, but it looks like pinkies on an average-sized person. Just like,
okay. She'll move a bit further back towards the opposite side of the deck. I'm going to give her a perception check at disadvantage to notice Nushka.
Because I'm brilliantly distracting her.
She does not notice you're there.
Oh, she's so f***ed.
I don't know. I don't know.
As she backs up to that railing, she yells out something in Gith, which
is what?
Kellen, you would understand as shoot the gnome. Mm-hmm. And the archers who were up next are going to obey and indeed fire arrows off at you. And now that they're not shooting at an impenetrable Warforged, they might actually have some success. An 8 won't hit, so...
Nope.
Remember, you got 5 temporary hit points.
Yeah.
Next one's a 24, though.
I already used my reaction, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm just eating all this damage, so go right ahead.
7 points of piercing.
Wait, 7 is the first hit, right? I'm assuming it's going to be multiple. Okay. I'm just assuming you're going to go through a whole row, and I'm going to look like a pincushion in about 2 minutes, because I used my reaction...
There are 3 archers that are shooting at you, yes. So the first one hit you once. The second one is under the effect of your synaptic static, so will probably not be as accurate, although that was a good roll. That's a 22 to hit. So that's another 10 points of piercing.
Hey, guys, I'm below those temporary hit points again.
Followed by a 16 to hit because the synaptic static messed with her big.
No!
Okay, so like as she's firing that second arrow, you can just see her suddenly like wince as if she like got a sudden migraine or something. And the arrow just flies off into the forest. From closer to the bow and closer to Rook, a couple more arrows fly in. That one's a total miss and just whiffs. Her second shot is a 20 to hit. which would be another 7 points of piercing.
Oh, to me?
Yep.
Who the hell shot me? Who's the last one?
This one over here.
Oh, okay. 69 hit points. Nice. I need to have two reactions a turn, please.
There are feats for that, although I don't think they're unconditional. They have things. Requirements.
That's why I'm always hesitant to counter
something. This Gith with a great sword here is going to quickly cast a spell and appear 30 feet away, further up the ship, and then will run up next to his boss, sort of hop up on the railing. So he's definitely in a slightly precarious position, but will swing his greatsword at Rook as well.
Where's he at? Did you move him? I don't think you heard it, but I said, hey, Dave, did you really move that character over? Because I haven't seen anything, and then everything crashed, so.
Which character?
You moved a character over and attacked Rook. For the audience's sake and for Schroeder's, yes. How did that go? Because I don't know what all I picked up.
He misty-stepped first and then moved.
And then
missed.
Okay.
Right, yeah. He didn't hit. Yeah.
I say, Rook still appears to be in the air, so.
Yes, Rook used Arcane Jolt to also heal himself up a little bit.
Thank you. My apologies for causing issues with the session. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
No worries. We're still recording, right?
Yeah, I never stopped recording. Schroeder probably had a nice, 5 to 10 minutes of me going, shit, fuck, this is bullshit, God damn it. Fucking, I don't understand.
And on the other track, he's got me saying, you know what Cody's probably saying right now is fuck, 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 fuck.
Largely accurate.
Okay. So Troy, Alec.
Yep.
What is the move?
Why not, right? I've teased it, so.
Right?
Insect plague, right?
All right, how the fuck does this thing work?
Right here. Like, you can't see it. Like, right here. Right, okay. It'll hit all five of these guys.
Sure. And what does it do?
It's a 20-foot radius sphere. When the area appears, each creature in it must make a constitution saving throw. Take 4d10 piercing damage on a fail, half as much on a success. Any creature also make the saving throws when enter the spell's area for the first time. It is also difficult terrain.
Okay, so the difficult terrain part will last, right?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, we'll remove the lovely dick that Kellen has drawn.
He needed help showing where the area of effect was.
So, con saves.
Right. I'm going to draw... that's a square. I need a circle. 20
Holy foot. Shit.
20-foot radius, right?
20-foot radius, yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking a picture of this so you guys don't think I cheated.
can we keep me out of that radius?
Yeah, I think he moved it over a little bit.
Awesome.
I was just drawing it, yeah.
Cool. That's a beautiful, beautifully placed radius there. Gets all of them and none of me.
So I'm guessing, Troy, that you rolled well.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Out of a possible 40 is 37.
Nice.
Passing grade. Good marks.
Okay. And you, do they get a save?
Con save.
Con save. Got it. All right. One at a time. First, the captain. Who rolls a nat 20?
You motherfucker.
He's full of them tonight, apparently.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Your mom.
I can't wait for him to meet grandmama.
All right. Guy over there rolls a nat 1. So, you know.
Double damage.
Everything in balance. Okay. The archer, con save, that'll also be a fail. The guy who just swung at Rook rolls a... That's another nat 1. And then the woman on the ballista also rolls like a 10. So everyone except the captain fails the save. It's half damage on the save, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 37. A couple of them go from looking perfectly healthy one moment to partially eaten by beetles next.
Locusts.
In fact, the guy who... Oh, locusts. Gotcha. The guy who just swung at Rook, this guy here with the greatsword, he looks on death's door, like leaning against the rail, extremely pale, covered in blood. And the woman at the ballista actually gets eaten and dies.
Remember that scene from The Mummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just gets swarmed and goes down under a blanket of bugs, which is kind of gross to think about.
Who knew you could be allergic to locusts?
nibble.
Does this remain there?
Yes.
That's difficult terrain now.
But yeah. Not for Jeff.
Yes. Jeff, the bug walker.
No, didn't somebody already cast something on him to let him pass through difficult terrain?
Yeah, he has freedom of movement.
I do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Troy is playing a most excellent spellcaster, I must say. I meant to compliment you on the last fight that we had with the dragon. This one also pretty good so far.
When I came across another thing on here, I don't remember what it was, but there's something else. I'm like, oh, I should have done that too.
I think that was the locust swarm you did, the bug swarm.
Okay, Alec, is that your turn? Do you want to move?
I do want to move. I guess it doesn't make sense to move towards that now. I'll go there.
Okay. At the end of your turn, the captain is going to use two legendary actions to make an extra attack against Rook.
Counterspell.
He only rolls an 18 to hit, though. So deflected off the shield. Nushka.
So is the damage lingering from the insects?
If you move within the area, do you take damage? And if you end your turn there, okay.
Or move into it. You know.
Right.
Yeah. But would I need to roll every time somebody moves in, or is that going to be the static damage?
I've never been real clear on that sort of thing. Basically, a lot of D&D wording is a mess.
No.
Yeah. No. It comes after. Oh, it's a sphere, actually. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, it is.
Just for ease of play, we'll say it's the same number, which I'm sure makes you happy.
I mean, I'll accept that. Yeah, absolutely.
However, that will also apply to bad damage rolls in the future.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I missed that part.
Well, I was going to go help Craig.
But f*** Craig.
Well, I was also going to... I should have cast that spell earlier. I was going to put it over the portal, but, you know, then everybody moved.
Yeah, I think Dave realized that clumping all the spellcasters together was an unwise choice.
No, not f*** Craig. Just... those bugs.
Okay, so Craig and Rook and Alec, or you all rolled pretty well on that arcana. Gith are particularly adept at psionics.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the ones that are doing some of these may not actually even be casters. It's just innate.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of those things are, yeah, but they don't have a whole long list of spells. Or abilities.
Right. Yeah, it's more limited. So Nushka, you're coming up by that mage there?
Yeah, Nushka's going to come up over the edge and drop down right beside her.
Okay, she jumps and yells something in Gith, and you have advantage on your first attack roll.
Cool. Where the heck? There's my bonus action. I'm going to rage.
Okay.
Attack recklessly. So I get an extra 220. Take the minus 5.
Excellent.
Nat 20.
Nice.
And I get my Divine Fury on that one, because it's the first roll of the round. That's 43 points of damage.
Nice.
Taste Grandmama's steel, sorceress!
Kellen screams. With that one hit, she is bloodied.
Cool. I will try that one more time. Hey. I don't think a 10 is going to hit.
I'll give you 3 luck, Jeff.
A 10 will not hit, no.
Rolled a 2 and a 5.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yep. I'll take a crit and a miss.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
All right, because you raged first, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, he used legendary action. He disappears briefly and then reappears outside the circle of locusts.
Counterspell.
Not a spell. A few of the other folks... now have a new target. Although, can this guy even reach you? No, he can't. Gets close. And he'll go ahead and close up and get next to you so at least, you know, he gets the chance of opportunity attacks. This one over on the ballista now has a reloaded ballista. And so we'll swivel it over and shoot it at Kellen.
I call shenanigans.
That's a 19 to hit.
Nope.
I don't think it's his name.
I hope you guys realize what what counterspelling that spell cost me.
It's been around.
No, it hasn't.
Well, hasn't it?
No, I've not gotten to my turn yet.
His turn is next.
Oh.
Yeah, I counterspelled early, so that's why I've been eating all this damage instead of fading away, going invisible, misty stepping, shielding.
Yep.
So deal your 35,000 fucking points of damage.
It's actually only 11. I think you can manage that.
Only once or twice.
Actually, six times. Elsewhere on the ship.
How many other things are you going to do before it's my fucking turn again?
Well, I don't know. You can start counting if you want.
Well, the captain gets 47 legendary actions a turn, so.
Fair fight.
This one here that's in the edge of the locust swarm is going to run over here and walk into and disappear into this portal.
He should take damage. He started his turn in it.
No, it's if you end your turn.
It's end. Sorry.
Yep. And I think that's the last person on that initiative count. Yes, so Kellen.
The person on the ballista, have they taken damage already or no?
They do not look wounded yet.
Oh, which one's better? Let's see. Jeff's got his hands full up there. That's going to be around. You're hurting over there, Craig, but we do have people in area of effect. Alex going to take care of some of that there. I feel like I need to probably contain some of this. Yeah, we'll say right there. We'll make that my point. So on, I think this point is 55 feet away from me. Yes, it is. Summon lesser demons. I'm going to give them a few other combatants to worry about.
And which friendly boys are we summoning?
I think it's a die roll. Trust me, if I got a choice, I'd make a choice, but I don't think I do.
We'll look at the book and check.
Well, I had it open and then I got distracted.
It's just useless.
Well, I'm afraid to start Googling since apparently that destroys my internet for some fucking reason.
You have a phone, don't you?
Oh, man, that's a Blizzard conference all over again.
Start with me. All right. I summon lesser demon.
Okay, yes. Roll
Troy.
A d6.
5.
Okay, 8 demons of challenge rating 1/4 or lower.
So pick which demons you want, because I don't think I get to choose them.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to...
Well, Dretches is what we've been going for, I think, but I don't remember for sure.
I'm not sure about the challenge rating. Let me open Kobold Fight Club.
That's a thing.
Kobold Fight Club, yes. It's like an encounter creator sort of thing. It does all of the calculations of how, you know, like the XP and the how difficult it is. Which is still kind of a useless thing. Well, I mean, it's marginally useful. But anyway, any type. We want Fiend, maximum CR 1/4. There we go. So yes, Dretches, Mains, or Lemures. Sure, Dretches it is.
Mains are the ones I couldn't
remember. So 8 Dretches. Let me remember if I've uploaded a token for those yet or not. I have. Good for me.
Something like that. I'd love to put them in a line if I can, but if not, just around this center point right here.
Let's see. The spell says you choose the unoccupied spaces you can see within range where they appear.
All right. In that case, can you wipe my little line here?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
This may sound like a dumb question, but since I'm still kind of newish at spellcasting, can I cast a 5th level spell at 6th level if I don't have any 5th level slots?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. I'm making sure. I figured so, but...
At that point, you're burning a 6th level spell slot. You don't have to worry about 5th.
If you like that, if you're all right with that, Dave, I'm just going to kind of hem in the two players.
That look right?
That's more... I'm happy with that.
Okay. So, a whole bunch of them appear. And do they take a turn immediately?
They roll initiative.
Okay. In which case, add turn. Do you have their stat block open?
I don't, but I can if you need me to.
That would be appreciated. And just find out what their dex score is so we can roll it. I also accidentally found out that there's another shortcut for refreshing the page.
Good work.
Apparently, Control R also refreshes the page. I'm used to using F5.
You said they were mains or dretches?
Dretches.
Dex plus 0.
Oh, okay. They get a 2.
Excellent. They go next.
Yes, they do.
as Kellen casts a spell, he screams, "Say hello to my little friends."
Somehow, no one has ever said that in this world before. You are the first.
I probably grab my genitalia while doing so.
Oh, boy.
The other thing I wanted to ask is, how do I feel like the sails would give me any cover, Dave? Because I'd like to, like, with the last of my turn, move here, if I feel like that will give me any cover.
Sails are translucent.
I don't know, so I'll move there because it's better than being in the open.
Sure.
Material.
Does Kellen reach out and touch them?
I'm going to move over there and hope that they somehow stop a ballista bolt if it decides to come that way.
Okay.
That works for me.
Dretches.
Kill the gith.
Well, do you want to make like 8 attack rolls?
I mean, if you want me to.
Well, I mean, I guess it's easier to roll it as a macro or, you know, a formula thing.
Yeah.
What's their bonus to attack rolls?
2.
Correct. 2. And they get 2 attacks each.
Oh, they do?
Correct.
Okay. Roll 16 d20. And then we'll just add 2 to all the results.
Sounds good.
So the first 8 will be towards the guy at the ballista. So 4, 17, 6, now 1. I got to find out what his AC is.
I'd like it if it were about 10, but I'm not highly hopeful.
Okay, so 17. All right, out of that first 8.
I'm assuming I get 2.
Two hits, yeah.
So I'm assuming you just want to do bite, claw, bite. So he takes 1 claw and 1 bite.
Sure.
So that's 1d6 and then 1d4. So that one takes 3, 6, 8 points of damage.
Okay. And then the archer over here is similarly going to be hit twice, so a bite and a claw.
Oh, really? A 12, 16, yep. And a 6. Oh, a 12, 16, and a 16? I would have thought that.
The 12s do not hit.
Oh, damn. Okay, never mind. Would you say again?
They're 14s, but the 14s don't hit.
It's a bite and a claw?
Yep.
9 points of damage.
Okay. So they both get chomped on a little bit by random demons that show up. Woohoo.
Hey, you know.
Definitely distracting, though.
I don't expect another Belissa shot for a turn or two.
Okay, Rook. You survived. Good job.
Yeah. I'm really glad the captain teleported away, because that attack of opportunity was starting to worry me.
Or more like, be glad that you have a stupid high AC.
Yes. So since I don't have to worry about attack of opportunity, that changes what I was going.
And FYI, this guy is just about dead.
Okay. That's okay. I know who the real target is. I'm going to do double attacks, my hammer against the captain there.
Okay.
So, like, you're just going to see my arm, like, spinning in a circle, and every time it comes down, it throws the hammer, and by the time it comes back up and around to throw again, the hammer has reappeared.
Nice, nice. Almost like a... like a belt on 2 wheels.
Yes.
Vaguely.
Okay. So of 4 shots, a 19, 21, a 15, and a 20.
Not bad.
4 shots?
Yes. I am hasted.
So oh, you're hasted. Right.
And I attack twice. Oh, no. I would have lost haste, right?
Why?
Because I took enough damage to lose that concentration.
It's a question of whether or not you failed the concentration check.
Oh.
Make a constitution save.
I also don't recall what the damage... Oh, you took like 59 damage at once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucking high. I mean, the DC would be 29, so is that possible?
It might be. I have stupidation. Constitution, right?
Yeah, a constitution save.
So it's a plus 10 already, and I can flash a genius at...
Okay, so it's worth trying.
Yeah, it would have put it to 18.
Especially since you... What was that? Okay.
Yeah, I still rolled a 3, so even with a 15 total bonus, that doesn't hit me.
Well, if you lose haste, you lose the round, don't you? Become exhausted after haste ends?
Something like that happened, remember exactly.
I'm going to be actual... Oh, yeah.
So it can't take actions or reactions for a turn?
When the spell ends, the target can't move or take actions until after its next turn.
Okay. So you could still take a reaction if you had a reason to.
Okay. But yeah, so this turn is wasted. Never mind then. Forget everything I just said.
Okay. Luckily, I had not subtracted the HP yet, so I don't have to remember what it was. All right. On his turn, the captain... Let's see. How far can he make it? Can he... Let's see. He's going to ignore Bigby's hand this time and misty step right here, and then take a nice little 5-foot step and swing at Nushka.
Okay.
I don't think you rolled for a con save the last time you took damage.
From the insects?
Yeah.
He took 18 damage, which meant the DC was 9, and yes, he did succeed on that.
Oh, okay.
Lawyer!
31 to hit Nushka. And 30 points of incoming damage, some of which is slashing and some of which is psychic.
You best break that up for me.
Yep, I can do that. So the slashing will be 12, so halved would be 6. And then the remaining 18 would be psychic.
Okay.
Swings again, and that's another 30 to hit.
Okay.
This time it is 16 slashing, so halved is 8, and 18 psychic.
Okay.
And he already used his bonus action. He could move a little bit more. He'll step over here, but that's his turn. Okay. And it's to the mage over here. Who is going to get interesting? Okay. I need a d4.
Counterspell. My only goal is to fuck her day up.
Okay. What slot do you want to use counterspell on?
4th level.
Okay. Make a intelligence check.
Come on, baby. Not great.
Meaning?
6.
Okay. You fail to counter the spell and see her suddenly move in a blur of motion. Kellen, would you like to make an arcana check?
Sure. I mean, my rolls have not gone well tonight like they normally do. That is a 23.
Okay. For everybody else on the ship, it's probably difficult to understand what's happening. You realize, probably after it's all happened, that she has cast Time Stop.
Sorry, Jeff, that's my 4th nat one of the evening.
She cast Time Stop.
Yes. And then has done a bunch of other things.
I really needed to make that roll.
It would have been fairly clutch. In its absence, however, a fireball is going to go off between you and Alec. So if you two could go ahead and make dex saves.
Counterspell. My last reaction didn't work.
17.
20.
Okay. Both of those will succeed, so you'll take half damage.
Half damage will still hurt.
Which is, fireball's 8d6, right?
Yes.
Cool. So half damage would be 13 fire. Oh, can you? Can you? Because that would be amazing.
Nope, you can't.
All right, fuck you, Dave. It's taking too long. I didn't really want to look up your spell, but now I want to know what the fuck you're doing.
She gets 1d4 rounds, essentially, to go.
Yeah, for the record, that's a 9th level spell.
Yeah, I would have had a real hard time countering that. I knew she was going to pull out something big, but...
Well, she just got hit for more than 40 damage in a single hit, so...
Well, quit being a whiny
bitch. That tends to make a mage panic.
Like, that's like my every combat. Quit bitching.
The difference is, I suppose, resources available.
To be fair, if I were Dave and I had a character with access to a 9th level spell, I would cast it too.
He just doesn't want us to have this shit.
Alec, a moment later, not even a moment later, at the same moment as you are being hit by a fireball, you feel the freezing cold coming in towards you as a cone of cold.
Counteracts it. He had fireball and cone of cold. No damage.
But it's magic. Con save, Troy.
So what you really did was just cast Icy Hot.
Absolutely. Alec will be hurting all over, but his back will feel great.
14.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did she cast 2 leveled spells in one turn?
Because they're not the same turn.
It's not the same turn.
She's now taken 3 turns.
Yeah. She gets 1d4 plus 1 rounds in this time stop period.
So she
so as many as 5 possible
turns, yeah.
Attacks.
Right, but the time stop would have ended after that fireball.
No.
No.
This spell ends if one of the actions you use during this period or any effect that you create during this period affects a creature other than you.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
All right.
Lawyer. Okay.
By the way, Schroeder, the first time Cody said that was just like a perfect soundbite that we need to have separately and on a push button reaction.
Well, what we need to do, we need to get the law and order done after it. So after somebody gets owned by the rules, it just goes, lawyer, done.
Yes.
All right.
It could be like the ding noise when Matt learns something.
So that's the fault of me remembering the 1d4 plus 1 part, but forgetting that other part. Because I didn't actually open the spell. So in which case...
Jeff proves that his nerd peen is bigger than Dave's nerd peen.
Well, he actually just looked at the rules.
That'll do it.
I remember using this spell once and having to deal with that. I've only ever had one character that got that went epic level, and he had times
to... here's the other thing, is the fun fact that I have not actually used this spell since 3.5, which is the other problem.
Neither have I.
So are you taking back the fireball then or no?
No, the fireball will just be like the final thing that she does. And I just have to decide what she will do that does not hurt people in the meantime.
That'd be a pretty dope spell if you could use it that way. It'd be totally broken.
The way around it is delayed blast fireball.
Yep.
That's a pretty fucking dick move. But yeah, I agree.
I mean, the problem is delayed blast fireball is a 7th level spell, so you still can't do it tons of times. You could also use your 8th level on it, so you could get 2.
Yeah,
All right, so we're going to do...
Good work, Jeff. Appreciate it.
One of these. We're going to do some movement. And then... Okay, so the fireball happens, and when the quote-unquote smoke clears, she is nowhere to be seen.
You all hear Kellen scream, "Holy shit, she's got to die."
Next up are a few archers, one of whom has a whole bunch of dretches next to her.
Yup. Hopefully
which
that's...
Which is, you know, sort of...
One less arrow in my direction.
Unfortunate from her perspective. She switches to a short sword.
Meaning she drops the bow.
No, I let you guys switch without...
Dropping.
I'm trying here, Jeff. I'm trying.
Well, she rolls a nat 1 anyway, so... She's sort of attempting to fend off dretches, not doing very well. This one here... is going to fire her bow at Kellen.
What did I do?
Synaptic static turn.
Breathed.
Minus
as it turns
D6.
Out, though, that exact spell is what keeps her from hitting you twice.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
This one over here.
Schroeder, please edit that to sync it up with Troy. Cypress Hill.
This archer over here steps out of the locust pile and shoots at Rook once, rolls a 15, like just pings off his armor, and then she swivels and shoots at Alec. Also misses. So next up is this guy here, who will begin casting a spell.
Counterspell.
You already used your reaction.
I did. I'm just going to try and catch you by screaming counterspell.
You're out of range anyway.
Extended counterspell. I use a feat.
And doubles the range. As he finishes casting, there is a flash of light, and then he disappears.
Pussies!
Alec.
What the f*** is going on with all these guys?
They are immortal, and we're kicking their asses, so I assume some of them at least are running home. I'm really afraid that she casts greater invisibility.
Yeah.
She could have run into the portal, but Dave took a long time to think about his spell, so I'm afraid she's f***ing invisible somewhere.
That's what I'm assuming.
How bad do the guys closest to me look?
This archer here is pretty badly wounded. This one over here is also bloodied, but not quite as down on her luck.
And what about the captain?
The captain over here... Let's see. I have to click on him. Why the f*** can't I click on him? Oh, wrong layer. He's still looking pretty good. He's not bloodied yet.
I'm going to go ahead and switch over this thing. And go ahead and get over the boat. And we'll cast Spirit Guardians at a 4th level So I will need wisdom saves, please.
Okay. From whom?
From the two on the south end here.
Okay. These two archers?
Yep.
Okay. Wisdom save. One of which gets a negative d6 to it. The one on your right, who looks a little bit better, rolls a 19. The other one is going to roll a, like, a 6 and fail. 18. So this one fails, this one succeeds.
So it's 23 radiant damage, or half of that, for the one that succeeded.
Okay. One of them slumps into a dead pile of bones and other assorted people things.
I keep making physical motions and then realized I didn't turn my camera on. So, point of order, I didn't make a concentration check when you hit me with that fireball.
Ah, sure. That makes sense.
What would that concentration check be? Because I don't remember the damage. It was like 11. So it shouldn't be hard for me to make.
I didn't either.
Let me scroll back up to where
it is. Yeah, it's a DC 10, is that right?
Unless you did 20 damage.
The damage was 27, so half of that was 13.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was 11.
But you made the save, so half of 13, yeah, so it would only be DC 10.
Okay, so what do I need to roll again?
Constitution save.
Con save. That's a nat 20, so I'm okay. I just, I felt bad about that because I realized as I stepped away for a minute, I went, oh shoot, I didn't roll a concentration on that. Because the Dretches would vanish, I think. I need to look at the spell.
Okay. Thanks for remembering. Alec, is that you?
Yeah. yeah. I will... Oh, shit. What happened? Come back. I'll go ahead and move the rest of my movement just over this way.
Okay. All right. At the end of your turn... Captain's going to take a legendary action and swing at Nushka. But that's only a 19 to hit. Does that hit?
Yeah.
It does. Okay. In that case, it is 26 points of incoming damage. But,
I should have moved more. Yeah.
Let's see. That's 8. 15 of it is slashing, though. So if we take that down, that's minus 7. 8. Oh. You always round 7. Up.
No, you always round down.
Do you? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry.
Lawyer!
So much. So 19 points of damage.
How much psychic?
The psychic was 11.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You kind of fucked me there, Troy. My turn. I didn't realize you moved so far.
Nushka, you're up.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I am going to recklessly attack the captain.
Okay.
That is another nat 20.
Boom!
Noise.
Grandmama in the house.
Okay.
The nice thing, Troy or Craig, since you've been talking about it, done is less than 7 seconds. Ergo, we can use it without infringing copyright.
Oh, excellent.
It is 45 points of damage.
Nice.
That is a very nice hit.
Great success.
Second attack.
You said 45, right?
45.
Okay.
Just like that orange.
15 plus 5, so 20 to hit.
A 20 will hit.
20 will.
Oh, boys, can you feel it? We're going to get a fucking magic ship!
Now, the whole thing's going to disappear to the portal.
Don't give him ideas. I'm still mad about life force. Don't think I've forgotten about it.
29 points damage.
Nice.
All right. Two solid hits. He's bloodied. Still not. He's not quite on his last legs.
Yeah. Unless I say otherwise, I'm using the Great Weapon Master.
That's not quite how that works.
No, I'm letting you know now. If I. That's the bonus I'm giving myself. I'm just tired of not remembering to say it. So 19 to hit.
19 will hit.
19 Jeff, will. When I see you next weekend,
that was my bonus action.
What was?
The third attack. When I kill something or get a crit, I get a bonus action attack.
Ah, Okay.
As a part of Great Weapon Master.
All right, Jeff, what are the things you need to remember? It's Rage, Great Weapon Master, and what's the other thing?
Reckless Attack.
Yeah.
Reckless Attack.
I'm going to have my wife make you a sign.
That's what I did. I made myself a cheat sheet.
No, I'll have her make it out of vinyl.
And then as soon as you get the sign, Nushka will die.
21 points of damage.
Not at this rate.
It's true. The captain is not looking very good at this point.
Action surge.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
Hercules! Hercules!
That's a 20 to hit.
Athena, I guess, would be better than Hercules.
He lifts up his sword and will parry that as a reaction.
Counterspell.
One more. It's a 19.
That will hit.
26 to hit. Or 26 damage.
Okay. Say it, Jeff.
He is barely alive.
That's it for me.
Oh.
Okay. At the end of your turn, he is going to use legendary action.
I got five attacks, man.
I know. I just wanted you to kill him.
Barely alive, he's going to use his legendary action to teleport onto the portal, which he then disappears through.
Counterspell.
Next up are this soldier who's right next to Nushka is going to swing a great sword at you.
Mm-hmm.
That rolls advantage. Only it's only a 15 to hit. Oh, at advantage? That's still only a 15 to hit.
Okay. Miss.
And he does get two attacks. So one more. Is it advantage on both attacks?
Yes.
Okay.
I did reckless.
Okay. That's a 22 to attack or hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Let's see. That would be 12 slashing. So down to 6 plus 9 psychic. 15 total.
Broke 100.
This guy on the ballista is going to swing at some dretches.
Good luck.
Holy shit, he rolled a 7.
I like to imagine that the dretches scream in Infernal, I am invincible, a la Goldeneye.
The next one is an 18 to hit, so I'm sure that'll hit.
I like to imagine
13 damage.
He also screamed, I am invincible, and then dies.
So he badly wounds a dretch, but doesn't kill it. So good job, bro.
I am invincible.
And that's it for that. We're back to Kellen.
All right. Just to reassess the battlefield again, I'm not pinging. This is an archer, correct? Or is this a melee character?
Yes. Well, she has a short sword at her belt, but she has a bow out.
Okay. And how does she look?
Bloodied.
Okay. This character is also bloodied, correct?
Actually, he's not. He's untouched.
Oh, okay. I'm not too worried about that because that's Grandmama. man. All right, I just want to ask you guys, do I look for the mage or do I attack this character? That's kind of my choice at the moment. I'm not sure if I'm worried about her fucking hiding somewhere.
Well, maybe she went through the portal.
Yeah, no, that's the question. Did she go through the portal? I think I have to attack this one. That's what I need to do because I want to try and make sure Rook's okay on 3 hit points.
Yeah,
I'm up to 12, but thank you.
Well, okay, so I missed that. You didn't see it, but when he did time stop, I held it up in front of the camera and I forgot my camera isn't on. I killed this bottle of whiskey. I poured it all into a glass and I'm sipping it right now. You missed that. Because I went, damn you, Dave.
I think if we kill the remaining ones we can see and then Dave goes, all right, initiative over. We know that we got the...
Metagaming.
No, I mean that.
I was gonna say that's very trusting.
Yeah, that's like. I'll tell you, if it were me, I would have her cast greater invisibility and be hanging out, like say, like right here. Oh, I didn't ping. Like just hanging out next to the portal, ready to sling fucking delayed blast fireball or some bullshit. Speaking of fireball, where am I at on spells? Yeah, we'll toss a fireball that bloodied lady's way. I think it's the lady, right? The lady get the Yankee. Yeah, deck save, please.
Sling away. Deck save. Let's see. That is a 19.
I'm just going to roll 48. Fuck it. That's what I'm going to do. Because apparently you make the save, you dickhead.
46. Fireball is D6.
Yeah, it's 8 D6, but she's going to take half damage.
Right.
So okay. I'm going to roll 48, so she takes 24. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to roll. Wait, what? I'm going to roll all sixes. So she takes half damage.
What?
6 times 8 is 48. She would take 24 damage if I roll them all well.
Oh. Wait.
He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about.
It's 8d6.
Yes. So roll it, and then we'll have it.
I've decided that I'm rolling 48 damage.
That's not how it works.
Oh, look at that. 8d6.
But also what confused me is that I thought you were saying 4d8.
Oh. I'm just
not the damage the spell does.
I'm being an asshole.
I was confused, Dave. I was just as confused.
Boy. No, I get it. You were just trying to be deterministic about which dice.
I am. I am indeed.
Yes. How'd that go for you?
Not awful. 31 damage.
Okay.
So cut that.
So halved 15. She is still alive, but badly barbecued.
Sorry, Craig. I meant to do more damage. I use minor illusion to give her the finger, and I waggle my ass at her while moving right there.
All right. The dretches.
Let's go, dretches.
We're going to roll these 8 at a time this time because it's easier to keep track of who's attacking who. So first the guy in the ballista. Hey, there's a crit.
There's
in there.
A few. Yeah.
There's, let's see here. So bite claw. So we'll have a crit on a claw. And then we'll have 3 bites that will hit.
So you need me to roll 3d6. And the bite is 2d4, so I need to roll 4d4?
6d4.
Huh?
You hit on 3 bites,
oh.
And you crit on a claw.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you properly. My apologies. So you want me to roll 3d6 and 4d4, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
The claw is 2d4.
Yeah, I thought he said I crit on the claw. That's why I didn't understand what he meant. My apologies. I apparently need more d4s.
Every time y'all say claw, I think of something else.
All right, 3d6 and 4d4. Oh, I got some sixes. That's not bad. So 6, 10, 16, 19, 20, 24 damage. I'll take that from 4 dretches.
Nice. Yeah. That definitely puts him beyond bloodied. He's pretty badly hurt. So the ones around the archer.
There's a crit there, too. I'll take it. Ooh.
Yeah, they roll pretty well, too.
So yeah.
1, 2. Okay, so bite claw.
Claw.
Oh, goodness.
So that's
so
a claw.
Claw, bite, claw.
But it's a crit claw, right? So I need to roll more d4s.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a claw, it's a crit claw, and I need 4d4.
8d4.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
1d6.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
I guess we could have been even smarter and rolled them in fours so it was easier to understand.
I didn't expect to do that well, if I'm honest.
Yeah, there's some good rolls.
I'm going to actually, I don't think I have that many d4s. Hold on a second. I'll roll 6 and then 2, because holy shit. 10, 16, I need 2 more. 16 and 6 is 22, and then the 6 is another 5, so 27 damage. Go, dretches, go!
Very nice. He is not quite bloodied, but right around that threshold.
They're being annoying. I just wanted them not to die quickly.
Yeah, so, good job, demons. That brings us to the end of the round, which might be a good place to pause so that Troy can get a good night's sleep.
I'll finish it out.
Get fucked. We won our boat.
All right. We can keep going. At least another round.
You know what that means? That means that she's fucking invisible somewhere because he doesn't think we have this in the bag.
You might not be wrong.
He removed a bunch of people from the initiative order, so theoretically, it's only like 5 characters.
Pay no attention to the man behind the initiative order.
That's a good one, actually. That's it. I like it. All right, Craig, fucking Thor hammer this shit. Accept all of his fucking 11 legendary actions from behind the portal.
All right. Well, excuse me. Yeah, Rook, go ahead.
Yeah.
There are still a whole bunch of locusts crawling all over the front of the ship.
Yeah. I'm going to move about here and throw a hammer twice at the nearest one.
Okay. You might not need to throw it twice. We'll find out.
I helped.
Appreciate it. First to hit is 26 for 10 okay. damage.
Ah, she is just barely alive.
Second is a 14 to hit.
That will not hit.
Oh, damn.
She gets knocked back onto her ass by the first blow and the second just flies over her head.
I'm going to bonus action sanctuary on myself.
Ah, okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Elsewhere, or perhaps not elsewhere, it's the captain's turn. And then the mage's turn. And then some archers shoot at some things. This archer that you just hit with the hammer rook is going to book it over to the portal and jump through. The one that's over here by the dretches is going to disengage and then also sprint towards the portal, but she's not able to reach it this turn. And then we're up to Alec.
Is this a piece of magic that can be dispelled?
Which?
The portal.
Would you like to make an arcana check?
I would. What's my arcana again? 21.
Okay. Although you'd have to, like, probably study it to be sure, this does not look like any ordinary spell. It looks like it's probably something that is at least semi-permanent. You're not sure if it's sustained by an item or by a ritual or something like that, but you don't think a simple dispelling would do the trick.
Okay.
Maybe an anti-magic field, but not yeah. just dispelling.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. The lady who just moved needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Because of what?
Spirit guardians.
Which are where? Sorry?
15 feet around me.
Okay. I neglected to mark that. So let me give you an aura real quick. There we go.
Nice.
You said wisdom save?
Yes.
That's a fail.
Nope, that's a D10.
Roll it.
7. Roll it. B18. Okay. Damage.
So she winces in pain suddenly as she walks into that aura and is assailed by ghostly spirits. She's still alive. And it is still your turn.
Okay. How bad off does she look?
She's pretty badly wounded. Like, she's past bloodied.
And the guy next to Nushka does not look that bad, right?
No, he's fine. Touched.
Put her down, please.
Put her down!
Well, I'm just trying to decide on...
Mr. President, put her down!
Kellen is requesting this.
No. I plan on it. Well, you know what they say about plans.
Close enough.
Do that. Yeah, what the hell? Firebolt.
Okay.
That's my thing. Gosh, I need to correct my paper.
Well, that's 3d10, right? If you hit.
Oh, we are at 11th level. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 16 to hit.
A 16 will just hit.
Excellent.
Man, I wish I would have remembered that. I might have used Firebolt earlier. I forgot. Ooh, that's a nice roll.
Also, do you have potent spellcasting?
I do.
Yeah, you add your wisdom.
I add my wisdom. So that's 24 damage.
Okay. That will take her down in a burning pile of flesh and clothing.
Soul cage.
Really?
Yes.
Do you still have your 6th level slot?
Yes, I do.
Fun. Does she get a save?
I don't believe so. I'd like to learn how to steer this boat. And you removed the 2 players I wanted to soul cage, so I'll take the one that's within 60 feet of me. And I did narratively build my cage and paid for it.
Yes, you did.
Because I think everybody else is going to fuck off towards that portal, so I need to get one while I can.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
And try to attack the guy next to Nushka.
Where do you want... Oh, the one next to Nushka? Okay.
Yeah.
Cody, what about Kendra? Is that good?
It doesn't. That's good. It doesn't work that way.
24 to hit.
That'll hit.
You need to look up the spell.
What is it called again?
Soul Cage. It's a 6-level necromantic spell. I really wanted to use it on the fucking dragon, but apparently it has to be humanoid, and I figured Dave would fuck with me.
I didn't fuck with you. The spell fucks with you. It's not my fault it has parameters.
For 10 damage.
Okay. Nushka, that'll bring us to you.
Okay, so I got an idea, but I'm not sure how, because I've never actually done it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. The locusts are going to disappear because Spirit Guardians is a concentration spell.
Okay, thanks. So what's up, Jeff?
I got an idea, but I'm not sure how it works because I've never done it before.
I want to
grapple this guy and toss him over the side of the boat.
Brilliant.
Well, I think you have advantage on grapple.
I do. And I can move him 10 feet over the edge.
Because you can move him up to half your movement. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Fucking do it. Do it as a suplex, though.
So
suplex city.
Go ahead and make your attack, your athletics check. Ooh, wow.
Oh, I got to roll twice.
Oh, yeah. Advantage.
23.
I got a 22. So you just managed to grab him, get the advantage, and begin moving him over towards the railing. You can throw him over the edge. He'll get a dex save to see whether or not he falls.
Suplex!
Which is a 17 on the die plus a few. So he manages to stay hanging on to the edge of the railing. His feet are dangling down. But that was one attack, so you could make another attack if you wanted to try and, like, cut
stomp
his fingers off.
Stomp his face. Ho, ho,
and
ho.
You could do that with a regular attack, or you could just try and stomp him off.
Say, fucking Hans Gruber, this guy.
No. I'm just going to look down at him and say, I'd like a little bit of information.
This little piggy went to market. This little githy stayed home.
Make an intimidation check with advantage.
That's a nat 20. Sorry, 22.
Oh, geez.
What?
The least intimidating barbarian.
Kellen, how far away are you? It's probably hard to hear someone talking from 45 feet away in the middle of a battle.
In fairness, the only battle sounds going on right now are the little demons and the one person.
There's still a bunch of swords and some arrows and so on. So Nushka, you like he's looking up at you, obviously a bit freaked out at the moment. But he says something in Gith that you don't understand.
Okay, I'll say, do you understand me?
He says something in Gith again.
Okay,
he should know common, right? Just choosing not to speak common.
I mean, they're planar on a temporary voyage. I honestly don't think they would know.
As a race, they know common. I mean, that's part of the build.
That'll end my turn. It'll drop my rage.
Okay. All right. He's up next. And he will quickly cast Misty Step.
Well, didn't you melee attack? Isn't it a grapple a melee attack?
Yeah.
Technically?
Does he have to deal damage?
Why is your rage? Yeah.
I didn't deal damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not an attack. He has to deal damage, I thought.
So he looks through the railing and teleports over to the portal and drops through.
Whoa.
Point of order.
He does stand in Spirit Guardian.
Yes.
Yes.
Good point. Go ahead and go for that. Does he get a save or does it just happen?
Yeah, wisdom save.
Wisdom save. That is a 17.
Well,
21 damage.
Okay.
Well, you'll take half of that because 17 is my DC.
Hang on. How is he hanging over the ship? By his hands? By his feet? What?
Yeah.
So could he see next to the portal with his?
Yeah. He can see through the railing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Misty steps over there and drops through.
I am curious about one thing.
Over here, this guy is going to slash at this dretch again. What's their AC?
Sorry, I closed the page.
I'm sure it's low.
I think it's like 10 or 11. Let me look.
I got it. Hang on. It's 11.
Okay. So yes, that will hit and we'll kill that one dretch. Okay, yeah, he'll swing again, but will miss. And then he also will sort of misty step over here and run. How visible are these spirit guardians?
I think they're pretty visible. Like, it's like a swirling cyclone of shit.
Okay, so he runs up right to the edge of them and then sort of, like, holds his sword up, probably, like, not sure what to do about them. And that's about it for who's left on the ship. And Kellen, it's back to you.
Oh. I'm looking for D4s. Hold on.
Murder, death, kill. Murder, death, kill.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile as a third level spell. I think I've got some slots left. Speaking of, would you like to narrate the Soul Cage since I cast it and the audience may or may not know what's going on?
Oh, yeah. So as that archer expired on the deck, there was probably just a little mixed in with the bluish-green fog on the deck. There's one more white streak that sort of darted from her body to a small little silver cage attached to Kellen's belt. And now there's like a little glowing moat in the middle of that silver.
To which Kellen screams, "Boom shakalaka!" casting is a third level spell, so I'm rolling 5d4, which sounds right, yeah?
Yep.
And lo, there was much boom and much shakalaka.
14 damage to the guy standing outside the spirit guardians.
Okay.
He's still alive?
He is barely hanging in there.
I need to check one other thing. I will say to him, you can live, you can live if you let us know how this boat works.
Okay. That you?
Well, I want to see if I want to drop concentration on summon lesser demons.
Well, he's just sort of just running up there as you say that, so he hasn't had time to respond yet. Spell.
Because I'm trying to see, summon greater demon, it lingers, but summon lesser demon, I don't know if they linger if I stop concentrating.
You'd have to check the spell.
I'm looking at it, I'm trying to figure it out.
That one's in the PHP, right?
No, it's in Xanathar's.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Xanathar's. Roll initiative, blah, blah, blah. As part of casting spells, circles, lines, well, this...
Lost all creatures.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that they persist if I stop concentrating.
Consumes it when the spell ends. Well, it's concentration. Yeah, and it doesn't say that they persist. And
the greater
demon specifically calls that out. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's my thought is if I stop concentrating, they vanish.
Yeah. Which is the same with like summon elemental and stuff like that. So
I'm going to stop concentrating and let them vanish in the hopes that maybe one of my party members can capture this one alive.
Okay. In which case, we're once again to the top of the round. Rook.
There's just the one dude left, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Swing your hammer to and fro. Come on, Gith, let's do-si-do. Yeah, throw a hammer and a miss. Throw a hammer and a miss.
Yeah, that's a double two. That's not so great.
Best Thor ever.
Anything else?
Rook is just going to turn around with a sigh of exasperation and sit down.
Just to be clear, Spirit Guardians only affects enemies?
Yes.
Okay.
It affects those to which I say it affects.
All right, then, running through initiative count. Alec, you'll be next.
So you're saying we want this guy to live? Is that what the consensus is?
Kellen just yelled out something about tell us how the ship works.
Yeah, if we can figure... The Soul Cage should help out a little bit, but if we could get someone who will... in return for their life, like tell us how to turn off the portal or how the ship works, it would be great. I really wanted to use the spell on like the captain or the sorceress, but he hasn't used them. If they're hiding invisibly, I think they've wasted their turns. So I just wanted to get somebody to let us know how this works because I'm going to be really annoyed if we fought this battle and can't use this fucking flying ship.
So mm-hmm. What you're saying is I should have used my last position to get in the way of and ready to grapple this dude if he comes for the...
I mean, there's still a couple of people who act before he does, so I'm hoping something will happen here.
Although, if they've all got Misty Step, man, I don't know.
No, it's one of the reasons why I took the Soul Cage when I had the opportunity.
Absolutely.
They can only Misty Step once per long rest anyways, unless they have it as a spell as well, but they have an innate ability to do it once.
I don't think Rook's going to know that, though. I just see them do it and assume they can do it again.
Let's, I guess, say I will cast, I guess it only lasts a round, so I don't know if that really does anything. considering.
All this dead air is so great for the listeners. And
it gets edited out, it's fine. Out, right?
Yeah.
I figured.
Everybody.
Clap your hands.
Clap. Get nine points of health back.
Oh, thanks, brah.
Cool.
Rock your body. Yeah.
And then I will ready an action if he gets, like, if he tries to go towards the portal.
Okay, what's the action you ready?
I guess it doesn't really matter where I go. I am readying Shocking Grasp.
Okay.
The Vulcan Nerve Pinch?
If he comes close to you, you want to hit him with Shocking Grasp.
Yeah.
Got it. Nushka.
Can you ready an attempt to grapple?
Yeah, it's an attack.
Okay.
I'm going to attack recklessly.
We have a cleric. We can figure it out.
I mean, I can.
No. You do you. You do you.
And not make him, let him be stabilized if he goes down.
You do you, man. Right?
Oh, if you want to, you could knock him unconscious, yeah, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'll do that. Take the minus -5. Rolled a 1 and an 18, so 23.
That'll hit. Don't bother rolling. He had 3 hit points.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you just whack him across the temple with your sword, and he goes, crumples into a heap.
The flat of the blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we're not murder hobos. We're render unconscious hobos.
We're muggers.
We are stealing a ship, so I guess we're carjackers.
Shipjackers.
Okay. So if you plan to be on the deck of the ship for a bit, then we will indeed come out of initiative.
Yes.
All right. And so you are now, at least temporarily, in possession of a Githyanki astral ship in the Nera Tavar. Nobody else on deck except for corpses and an unconscious guy. And there's still a glowing blue portal in the center of the deck.
I'm okay and with stopping there.
Good,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place to leave it.
Well, one thing, though, so we don't forget, it's on f***ing tape. I begin casting Forbiddance.
I don't remember what that does.
Troy looked it up early.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've looked this up sessions ago when we came across the vampires.
Ward against magical travel.
Oh.
It basically proofs the entire boat.
Oh, damn. But this is a 6th level spell.
Yes.
Huh. So this is... There used to be a spell called Dimension Lock? Or... Yes.
Dimensional
something?
Anchor.
An anchor in 3.5, but that was an 8th level spell. This is only 6th level.
It's pretty solid. He sent it to me and I went, yeah, that's dope.
Cool. Just, again, for shit's sake, I'll take votes from the room. I can choose Celestial, Elemental, Fae, Fiend, or Undead to get extra damage if they happen to show up on this boat, which is unlikely, but which one do we want to choose?
Githyanki.
It's obvious. Unfortunately, not one of the options. Yeah.
Well, Craig rolled the 23 earlier. What are they most likely to show up with?
Of that list,
because
none of them are particularly likely.
Yeah, as I say,
maybe elementals, just because those are spells.
Mind flayers on the list, right?
Fiends can be summoned by spells, so elementals and fiends might be the most likely.
Yeah,
mind flayer, fiend.
No,
what are they?
They're aberrations.
Yeah, whatever they're going to show up with is not going to be one of those things.
Probably, you're right. All right, so we'll just say...
Most of the stuff that comes out of the astral plane is aberrations.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a toss-up between, like Dave said, elementals and fiends. You don't want to choose undead. That might hurt some of my spellcasting, theoretically.
That's what yeah.
Elementals is probably your best bet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll just say elementals.
But that's 40,000 square feet.
And 30 feet above.
So we're starting.
You, just to be clear, you have powdered ruby worth 1,000 gold?
I mean, for argument's sake, let's say, yeah, I got that. I mean, I got all the race 1,000 gold off my.
I don't recall you buying 1,000.
I bet if. I bet if. I bet if Craig checks his bag of 10,000 fucking things, I know we picked up some rubies at some point. So powdering is just smashing, which I bet Grandmama can do.
You're not wrong.
I don't know if sure, Troy,
if you want to erase the 1,000 gold, that's okay. Besides, it's cool.
Oh, man, we're going to fucking waterboard the shit out of this Githy Yankee.
Yeah, funny thing. It doesn't even take your spell slot because it's a ritual.
Oh, damn. Right. Although that's 10 minutes. Do you want to spend 10 minutes?
Yes.
20 minutes.
Okay, in which case we might have to come back to this because you might not get the 10 minutes.
Well, I'm starting it.
Okay.
That's fair. I don't think it's a bad call at all, Troy. I think it's not a bad idea to ward 40,000 square feet since what? We assume, what, 4 Githy Yankee escaped? The captain, the sorceress, and then 2 more made their way through the portal, right?
I think so.
Hey, Troy, don't forget that you can designate a password.
Yeah, that's a cool part.
Bubes, B-E-W-B-Z. I just gave away Fadre's router password.
Well, that only affects an elemental, essentially.
Yeah, well, what if we meet an elemental that we want to befriend? And what?
I mean, we'll see. But yeah,
I will add that the 1,000 gold worth of ruby dust is not consumed by the spell. So once you have it, you can cast it. You know, again.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess we will pick up there next time.
Alrighty.
Nice.
Our title track, "They Left Me In Here," was composed by Daniel Ran as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.